imagine the disk of our galaxy. If you just took a disk of stars and put it there, gravity would tend to make this disk collapse in on itself, and it would immediately just fall together. That's not what we see with the galaxy. What's actually going on is the stars are orbiting around the center, and that's what keeps them from falling in much the same way that the Earth is orbiting around the Sun.
The planets in our solar system are in a delicate balance between gravity pulling them towards the Sun and their orbital velocity, wanting to pull them outwards into space. To keep in balance, planets further from the Sun must orbit more slowly.
If you go to more distant planets at the edge of the solar system, they're going around the Sun much more slowly than the Earth is, and that's because the gravity is weaker there.
The same holds true for stars in the Milky Way. All of them are orbiting the center of the galaxy. But the stars in the outer arm should be traveling more slowly than those closer to the galaxy's heart.
What's interesting is that's not what's going on. The stars in the outer parts of the galaxy are spinning around just as quickly as those in the inner parts.
And they're not the only ones.
It's not just our galaxy, it's every galaxy we look at. Every galaxy we look at seems to be spinning too fast in its outer parts.
These speeding stars should be flung out of the galaxy altogether, but they're not.
That is a puzzle. This means that there's a lot more mass there that we just can't see.
It's this mass that must produce the gravity that holds these stars in their orbits. But when astronomers look for the mass, there appears to be nothing there. It's led cosmologists like Joel Premark to an astounding conclusion.